Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery, transcribed. Neil Carlton Morse adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century. O'clock at night in the training quarters on the Jim Ross Ranch somewhere in Yolo County. When Jack, Doc, and Reggie first came to the Jim Ross Ranch, they found that Ross liked a prize fight better than anything else in the world. He liked fighting so well, he named his only daughter, Jack Dempsey Ross, since changed to Jacqueline. He has his own training quarters on the ranch and his own prize ring, where he puts on grudge fights between his 150 workmen every Wednesday night. And he has his own favorite fighters, Big Swede and Little Swede, two mammoth Scandinavian boys. He liked fighting so well that he even offered to let his daughter marry the man she loved if Duke Carter could bring forth an amateur fighter who could defeat the Swedes.
But when Reggie stepped out and accepted the challenge and showed signs that he might win the fight, it suddenly became apparent that there was something Jim Ross liked even better than prize fighting, and that was victory. It is now evident that he'll do almost anything to prevent Reggie from whipping Big Sweet in the ring this coming Friday night. He imported Benny, a vicious wrestler, as Reggie's sparring partner, with orders to incapacitate the young Englishman. When this failed, Reggie mysteriously vanished, quite evidently kidnapped by Jim Ross's henchmen to prevent his appearance against the Big Sweet. Well, that was this morning. Now, at 9 o'clock tonight, Doc, Jasper, the foreman of the ranch, and I are holding a council of war in the training quarters.
Where you been, Jasper? We've been waiting for you.
I've been hunting high and low for Curly Stewart. I can't find hide nor hair of him.
Well, never mind Curly. Jack's got better ideas.
Did you get any information out of Ole?
Not a word. But it was while we were holding him that I got this new idea. I wish Duke Carter'd come back.
Where'd he go?
Well, I sent him out to look for you.
Oh, then he'll be along pretty soon, I reckon. Anyway, what's this bright idea you got now?
Well, Jim Ross has kidnapped Reggie to keep him from appearing in the ring Friday.
Yeah.
How about us abducting Big Swede for the same purpose?
Say, now, I think you got something there, Packard.
You bet your sweet life we got something.
Of course, that don't give you back your fighting Englishman.
No, it doesn't. Once we get Big Swede undercover, we'll be in a position to dicker with Ross.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Do you think Ross will dicker?
Well, you'll sure enough be in a panic. Sets a heap of store by Big Swede, and he's going to do some sweat in his boots if the boy's missing.
Good.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere. Now, where does Big Swede keep his half knives? Down in the bunkhouse with the rest of the cow's chambermaids?
Not in your life, he don't. Big Swede's much too precious to sleep in no ordinary bunkhouse.
Well, where does he hang out?
One of them guest cottages the boss has got behind the big house.
Yeah, he sleep there by himself?
No, him and Little Swede sleep there together.
Well, now, that shouldn't be such an awful tough job. We just bop Big Swede over the head in his sleep, carry his unconscious carcass out, tie him up, and lug him to where we're going to hide him, and there you are.
And suppose Little Swede wakes up in the process?
We'll bop him on the head, too.
No, it ain't going to be as easy as all that.
Well, how come it ain't?
Because Ross is too smart. Now, he's kidnapped Reggie. Now, you don't think he ain't anticipated us retaliating, do you?
You mean he's probably got guards outside the guest cabin tonight?
Tonight and every night from now until Friday, or my name ain't Jasper Fuller.
Well, shucks, watch a couple of guards. We'll bop him, too.
They'll be armed with orders to shoot.
Well, yeah, I know, but most folks is so unhandy at pistols. Why, there ain't one man in 100 that can really protect himself with a gun. We'll just up and take their shooting irons away from them, and then we'll bop them.
I wouldn't advise you to be too optimistic.
Well, that's what we're going to do, ain't it, Jack? So why don't we get started at it? What are we sitting around here talking for?
Well, that's what we're going to do, all right, but we certainly want to know what we can expect to run into and what to do under various circumstances.
Doggone, Jack, you're getting to be a regular old grandma.
What do you mean by that?
Well, fella, I can remember the times when we used to bust into trouble and figure out what to do right while we was a-doing it.
Well, we can still do that when we have to. Now then, Jasper, where are we going to hide Big Sweet once we get him?
You want a place close by or far away?
As close by as we can get him and still safe from Jim Ross and his men.
All right, how about up in the top of one of them silos?
Silo? But won't that be one of the first places they look?
Sure, only it's going to be easy to keep them from looking.
I don't see what you're getting at.
Well, look here. Them silos are clean full of silage, clean up for 50 feet in the air. The only way to get up there is a little ladder on the outside of the silo, just wide enough for one man. Now, if a feller was to stay up there with Big Sweet, he could guard the steps again all comers till kingdom come.
Doggone it, we'd be holding Big Sweet prisoner right under old man Ross's nose.
You like it?
Couldn't ask for anything more. But how do we get Big Sweet up there if he's unconscious?
There's a block and tackle down in the machine shop that I could rig up quicker than a cat can jump sideways.
That's all we need to know. If you rig up the tackle, Doc and I'll deliver Big Sweet down at the foot of the silo.
Hey, wait a minute. Which silo? There's five of them.
Make it the one at the back of the barn. Less chance anybody's seen us at work.
All right. Is that everything, then?
No, it ain't, but I'll take care of them things.
Well, what you mean?
Well, if somebody's going to be up there guarding Big Sweet, there's got to be food and water enough up there for two people for the next 5 days.
Good head, Jasper. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, and who's going to do the guarding?
We'll put Duke Carter up there. After all, he's got the most at stake.
Yeah, if this thing don't pan out, he's going to lose that little old Jack Dempsey gal.
Oh, see if you can locate Duke while you're doing your other job,
Jasper. I'll keep an eye open. How long you figure it'll take you to get Big Sweet down there?
5 minutes, if we have any luck. 10 minutes at the longest.
Better step on it.
You betcha. There you go, and here we go. Come on, Jack.
Watch out for armed guards.
What's he worrying about armed guards for? They're all in a day's work.
Let's hike off across the field here. That'll bring us up back at the big house where the guest cabins are.
Yeah. Say, talking about that little Jacqueline baby, I wonder where she's at.
Duke said she was tagging her father around, trying to get a clue as to what he did with Reggie.
Yeah, you suppose she's still at it?
I wouldn't be surprised. Quite a little bulldog in that girl's character.
Sure enough is. Ah, nice moonlight night.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't mind having a cute little old female gal out here alongside me instead of you on a night like this.
Now, keep your mind on the business at hand.
Ah, yes, sir. When I think of the bunch of pretty nights that I've wasted, and all the girls in the world that ain't had me to make love at.
They don't know how lucky they are.
Now, what you mean by that? Winnie Mae once said to me, if and I weren't her blood cousin on my mama's side, she'd hound me to death till I wedded
her. Well, it takes all kinds of tastes to make up the world.
It sure does. Hey, wait a minute. Was that supposed to be a dirty crack?
Keep your voice down now, Doc. You can see the outlines of the guest houses against the skyline.
Yeah. You know, I just thought of something.
Hmm?
That there Big Sweet weighs 1 ounce less than a horse. It's going to be a job of toting his carcass clear down to the silo.
Well, it's too late to think about that now.
Unless we could capture him conscious and make him walk.
No, he'd be too much to handle. If he once starts a fight, he'll make so much noise, we'll have the whole place on us.
Okay, fella. But I sure ain't got no stomach for a toting bull elephants.
Now, then, keep it quiet. We're up to the hedge.
Yeah. Now we're going to get through it. It's 6 foot high. It's a means.
There must be some way.
And remember, we got to get the bull Sweet through there coming back.
Wait a minute. What's that gleam in the moonlight?
I don't see nothing.
Well, I do. Come on. Good. Just what I was hoping.
What you mean?
Here, feel it. An iron gate.
Well, doggone, son. Just as neat as you please. Can you get it open?
Yeah, just latched. Careful now. Come on through.
Yeah.
Leave it open in case we have to get out fast.
Picture of us getting out fast, carrying 2 tons of limp hippopotamus meat.
All right, follow close.
Yeah. Right there, the cottage just hanging?
I don't know. We'll have to investigate.
Hold her, son.
What's the matter?
Look here, that shadow just alongside that window. Ain't that a man?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You're darn tootin', I'm right.
Must have guards at each door and window. Now then, the old teamwork. I'll slip up behind him and tell him not to move, and you step up and clip him on the chin.
When do we go?
Now. Wait till you hear me speak to him.
Okay.
Here I go.
Don't make a move.
I got him, Jack.
Good work. Now around the back of the house.
Yeah. If there's a back door, there's bound to be a guard there.
Uh-huh. Nope. No back door.
Well, that's one hombre we don't have to send by. Keep on going around.
Yeah, there'll be a window on the other side. Take it easy around the corner.
Yep. And there's our customer.
All right, same tactics. Here I go.
Don't make a move.
Hey, you didn't catch him like you did the other hombre.
I didn't have time. He went down too fast.
Yeah, I reckon it's all right. He didn't make much noise. Now in front?
Yeah, this is liable to be the hardest job, especially if the guard's up on the porch.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to rush him.
I hope not. If he's fast on the draw, we may be out of luck.
Well, there's only one way to find out. That's to go and see.
Just a few steps now, so don't make a sound.
Hey, Jack, looky at that. Two of them.
That's bad. One of them's bound to make some noise before we can stop him.
Hey, looky, they're standing there whispering with their heads together.
So what?
Well, I bet you if I was to sneak up on them and wham their heads together hard enough...
You think you could do it?
Well, son, I'm sure try.
All right, I'll be right behind you. If it doesn't work, we'll each jump a man and finish it off fast.
Here goes everything. I got him, Jack.
You certainly did. I hope you didn't fracture any skull.
Shucks, who ever heard of fracturing a cowhand's skull? So, we just let him lay?
Yeah, let's get into the cabin. And be quiet on the porch in case there's anyone prowling inside.
Yeah.
The door's locked.
Well, son, I'll take care of that before you can say sick.
Gonna give you any trouble?
Nope. When you make it open this with a hairpin. There she is.
Fast work. Now, don't stumble on anything.
Boy, sure is black in here.
Now we've done it.
What's the matter, son?
How are we going to tell Big Sweet and Little Sweet apart?
Hey.
They're both here, and they look exactly alike.
Yeah, only Big Sweet can talk a little United States.
Well, it doesn't do us any good with them asleep.
Well, then, will Dad bust it? We're going to have to take them both along.
You were groaning about carrying one of them between us. We can't possibly carry both of them.
Hey, wait a minute, fella. I got an idea.
Well, talk fast.
Yeah, I darn near stumbled over a wheelbarrow around the corner of the house.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure, we'll dump them both in the wheelbarrow and let Jasper tell us which is which.
All right, let's go. This must be the bedroom in here.
Will you listen to that?
Quiet. We'll each get beside a man and let them both have it at the same time.
Okay. I'll get over here.
You ready?
Yeah.
Now! All right, quick. Drag them off the beds and out on the porch.
Yeah. Right out on the porch?
Yes.
There they are, son.
Quick, get the wheelbarrow.
You bet. Oh, boy.
What a job.
Okay, son.
Give me a hand with this one first.
Yeah.
Now, the other one, right on top of it.
Up we go. Well, so far, it's all hunky-dory.
I'll take the wheelbarrow first. You keep them from sliding up.
Let's go, fella.
What's so funny?
I was just thinking. I'll bet this is the first time anybody has ever taken for a ride in a wheelbarrow.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.